My name is Andre. I'm here with my co-founder, Eric Hubbard. We are the founders of Pain-Free Dental Marketing. We are, as you can imagine, a dental-specific marketing agency. We are full service. We work nationwide. And we started our company around 10 years ago. In that time frame, we've seen a lot of different trends, a lot of rise and fall of platforms that used to work really well that stopped working, and now they're coming back, different tactics and all of those things. So today, as part of the CallReal Contributor Program, we are here to talk about our predictions for 2025 and help anyone that's listening stay ahead of the curve and be prepared for what's coming this year as far as marketing and the industry. So, Eric, off the top of your mind, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you think about changes that you're seeing?
It's hard to not embrace the elephant in the room that's AI. And AI's brought a lot of improvements to the space. It certainly blew up a few years ago and has only grown so rapidly now. But AI's led to a ton of automation improvements. But one thing that concerns me about AI is, though, the way we see it applied is everyone's using the same tools in near the same manner. And in doing so, it becomes more challenging to differentiate yourself from what's out there. That's where marketing is always, I mean, if you go all the way back, it's about identifying your ideal consumer and reaching them. And when you start doing the same thing that everyone else is doing, it begins to erode how well you're connecting with that consumer. I love the tooling. I love the life hacks and the simplicity that we're trying to distill these concepts down into these, you know, super bite-sized nuggets, these 30-second TikTok videos of how to change your life. But real change and real connection is much harder. And while I like AI, if we're all using it in the same way, it is going to erode. We're all going to look the same. And that's the biggest trend I see today, is we like to think this new technology will be the answer. And I agree that it's a step forward, and it certainly levels the playing field in setting up your Google ads and in writing copy and these things. It does, at the same time, start making you look like everyone else that's using AI.
Yeah, I heard a really good analogy that I liked that I think conceptualizes the change that's happened here. And it had to do with photography. If you think about the very beginning of human history, right, we've always wanted to capture someone's likeness or moment. And in the very early days, via portraits, if you had the technical skill of being able to create a really realistic painting, that really set you apart because you had the skill that no one else had. But as technologies evolved and cameras came around and all those things, the ability to actually accurately represent a scene or a person no longer became a differentiator. Everyone has a camera and can point in a general direction and capture a picture. So where the difference became, it wasn't anymore about the capability or the thing itself. It became about, are you able to connect with someone via that photo and tell a story and the composition and the thoughtfulness behind it, right? So the ability to create an image was no longer a differentiator. When you think about marketing and technology and content today, I think there's a very similar parallel of, maybe in the past, no one had enough content about a particular topic or, you know, something that you're trying to sell or connect with the audience. But now, generating a piece of content that takes 10 seconds on ChatGPT, yep, or anything else. And so now we're going to have to go back, similar to the photography, on focusing on what message do you want to say, and does it sound like you? Does it connect with people the right way? Because consumers are craving that. You know, we're seeing the younger generation now going back to buying analog cameras, or, you know, the point-and-shoot Kodaks that we had in the 90s and 2000s, because it's not super edited. It's more authentic. It gets you off of your phone and just being with your friends in that moment. We're seeing that shift, and I think that's also showing up in the marketing, and that when you can't tell if any given picture is even real anymore, if any given video was AI generated, it's only going to exacerbate the desire and the craving for authenticity. And I think the community is going to go back to looking for non-digital ways to connect, whether, yep, it be local events or community events. And I don't know this for a fact, but maybe things like print go back to being relevant, as where it hasn't been as much in our space, at least, the last few years. But I think consumers are going to be looking for ways to that can't be faked, that can't be edited, that can't be curated to get their real information.
You don't need to look any further than LinkedIn and Facebook, you know, even Instagram now, and you know, who knows what happens with TikTok. But I remember when LinkedIn came out, my first core group of people on LinkedIn, I knew every one of them. I knew how to talk to them. I had their phone numbers already in my phone, or, you know, my BlackBerry at the time, whatever it was. And that was a very tight connection. And now I don't think I can, yes, I know some of them, but like my connections on LinkedIn are just, you know, woefully overblown. And same with Facebook. You know, when you go back, I get those, you know, memories 15 years ago, 17 years ago, and they were so intimate into such a small community around like my day-to-day life. And now, you know, I try not to post on Facebook, but my last round of Facebook posts were more about, you know, glamorizing my travel or, you know, complimenting my kids or, you know, some form of self, you know, presentation to the world. And I didn't like it. And as a result, I probably have 300-400 people on Facebook. And I mean, how many of them do I really have a connection with? And when you see it through those eyes, Facebook is a tool that allowed me, I can connect with anyone, but I don't, because at some point it became noise. And I think we will continue to see that with new technology improvements. The technology is going to exist, and it's going to, you know, as you very well said, level the playing field on who can represent a scene. But when everyone can do that, now it's up to the storytelling. Mm-hmm. And why it matters. And real connection is not, if I have a frustration and it's something, you know, I'm trying to teach my kids, I think it's something relevant in business too, is like, you can't fake the effort of real connection. Mm-hmm. There's no 3-minute life hack that lets you connect with a human being. It is hard work and it is authentic and it takes real effort. And while I love the tooling because it allows us to be so much more effective, without the real intent and a desire, the connection, the technology is not the answer. And when you distill that into marketing, it's around connecting with your ideal patient. It's speaking to them. It's talking them through what they can expect when they visit you. And it is truly about knowing your, it hasn't changed, you know, since, you know, my wife loved to watch Mad Men back in the day. The conversations they're having with clients and how to present the brand and those things are the exact conversations we're having today. And while the tooling has changed and the effectiveness, it used to take an agency of, you know, 80, 100 people. Now an agency can do it for, you know, 20 or 30 people. The effectiveness has improved. And I think the ability to iterate is quicker. I think it's easier to determine ROI than it was, you know, at that era. We're still chasing the same, how do I present this brand to the core group of people in a manner that reflects the ideals that they hold? And there's nothing except for hard work and testing that gets that job done.
You know, we like to be practical here at our agency. And for anyone listening, how does that show up in the day-to-day activities, right, that someone listening to this conversation can put into practice in their business, whether they're in dental, maybe they're in healthcare, some other capacity, maybe they're not, maybe they're e-com, right? What does that mean? How do you connect? What tactical things or advice can you think of that we can share? I have a couple, but I want to see what you think.
I think for me, it's Google yourself, which that's always a blessing and a curse to Google yourself, but Google yourself and see what shows up and look at it and say, am I proud of this? Are these photos recent? Does this text represent what I stand for today? You know, going across your Google business profile down to your, you know, Facebook and Instagram down to your website. I think it's just being curious and going through them and making sure that the text and the imagery reflects where you are today. And it may reflect where you were, you know, some time ago, that's fine. But today, and am I proud of this? I think if you just started there, and I know that you could get into, well, do I represent the ideal consumer and all that, but like, I feel that's a very tactical thing today that improves your online presence so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a hard one, easy one to say, but a hard one to do, because you're going to start going down a rabbit hole. But I think it's something that everyone should do.
Yeah, you know, we are big fans of CallRail. We're part of the contributor program. And the reason why we're big fans of CallRail and why it's such a big part of what we do is because it gives us direct access to hear the conversations between our clients and their customers. And if you want to do good work in marketing in any field, hearing your customers interact with the brand and the way you're marketing is one of the most powerful ways to understand what do they care about? What are they after? What's important to them? And this is why CallRail is really powerful for us, not only from a technology perspective to be able to optimize campaigns and conversions and all of those things. Those are important. But the consumer and market research insights that it gives that you can't buy anywhere. You know, talking about people wanting to take the easy route, the easiest thing is to do a search about the demographic makeup of a certain region and average household and all of those things, because you're trying to create your ideal patient profile or consumer profile, you know, if you're not in healthcare. But hearing them talk and how the brand is interacting with them, the questions they're asking, that's where the real magic lives, in my opinion, because if you can preemptively address the concerns that your consumer has, talk to them about their pain points and what's important to them, as opposed to how great you are all the time, it creates that connection because the consumers will feel seen and heard and get that feeling that this company gets it, which is why, you know, I think this is the best place to start any marketing strategy conversation.
Now, you mentioned talking about use. Is that, do you think that's one of the problems we've gotten into in marketing, is we're talking about ourselves and not solving our consumers' problems?
I think it's half of the equation. I don't so much mind that people talk about themselves, because I think you have to tell your story, you have to tell what's important to you and who you are and all those things. I think the problem becomes when you stop there. I think what consumers are wanting, and everyone is asking this question in their own minds anytime you're having to make a decision, what's in it for me? So if you're going to talk about who you are and what's important to you, you have to go the next step and say, and this is why it matters to you, Mr. and Mrs. Consumer. I'm doing these things because X, Y, and Z. And I think this is what makes, what's built community around brands and what they stand for, because people want to align themselves with businesses and brands that represent, that they see, they feel represented in, and they feel heard and seen. And if you stop at just talking about you, I think you miss the connection option.
We talked about AI. We talked about the need for connection. Are you getting into communication or storytelling as some means to make that connection? Like, I know there's some books out there that we've read, you know, as well, but how are you using AI then with that in mind to tell that story? It's easy to say, I graduated here and I've done this many surgeries, or I've done this many procedures, and I'm board certified for this. And that's great. That's about you. But how do you get to talking about it in a way that reflects the consumer?
I'd say if we're looking for a practical way to put this into action, I think AI is a really good ideation tool, research tool, because I think when we say you need to put yourself out there, you need to talk about what you care about and your brand, people get a little, unless you're a professional first, you get stuck. Like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I think for that, all different AI platforms are great. It can give you a plethora of directions and examples to go. If you then take that along with that consumer research piece that we talked about, by listening to your customers and understanding the questions they have, I think if you're an e-com brand, listening to the customer support questions, what are their complaints? What are their pain points? That sort of thing. It gives you a really clear picture of what the consumer cares about. I think the next step to build that connection is to just speak from the heart, try to be authentic as opposed to try to follow a script or try to manipulate the conversation in this direction or that direction. And because AI has gotten so powerful with video creation specifically in the last few months, one of the predictions that we are, it's a prediction for the future, but it's something that we're already seeing signs of right now, is that more raw, unedited, imperfect, unfiltered content does better, because it gives people the feeling that it may be real. You know, I think 6 months from now, we're going to be questioning every single piece of content that comes across, looking for that, you know, the 11th finger. You know, AI hasn't gotten really good at drawing hands quite yet. So we still have the capability of being, wait a minute, that's not right. But I think as time goes on, that's going to become more and more difficult. So going the other direction and try to be more authentic by not over editing. Sure, the content and the story part is important. I'm talking about the visual aspect specifically, and just try to be who you are. And if you are vulnerable, if you show your imperfections, I think that's what draws people in, because everyone is looking for that. So any final thoughts, predictions, 2025 marketing? I think the theme is, if you leverage AI only, you're going to be just like everyone else. If you want to stand out, if you want to connect, you have to do the hard work of listening to your customers, connecting with them. This is where a tool like Corio can be really powerful to give you that insight into the customers, and try to be as unfiltered and unedited as possible, so people can feel like this is real and I'm talking to a real human being. And actually, one more thing that just came to mind, we're also seeing that even with brands, big brands too, where, years ago, you only talked about the brands like Coca-Cola, Starbucks. There was never any face to those brands, as where over the last several years, and I think that trend continues, you're seeing people being associated with brands like Elon Musk, like Steve Jobs. Obviously those have been there, but we're seeing that starting to happen now with smaller brands that have their little space and their micro influencers, if you will, because we're seeing more and more that people want to buy from people that they trust. And if you can associate a person to a brand, you inherently transfer some of that trust from the person to the brand.
That's so well said. I think that's a perfect place to wrap it up, and we'll go listen to some calls in CallRail and hear what consumers are saying.
Yeah, and if you are in the dental space and you want to keep the conversation going, you can find us at painfreedentalmarketing.com. You can find us on all of the usual suspects, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all of those things. And we love Talk Shop. So if you have questions and you just want to keep the conversation going, don't hesitate. All right, thanks, everybody.